Hello, my name is Lisa Favrebach. I work at Jacobi Lab at the University of Rennes 1 in France in ecology. I'm finishing my first year of graduate school, and my thesis is entitled Habitat and or Corridor Role of Drainage Ditches for Wetland Plants in an Intensive Agricultural Context. My thesis is about drainage ditches. Yes, those ditches along roads or fields dug to collect rainwater and avoid floods that are sometimes used as rubbish dumps. But they are way more than that. In intensive agricultural regions, semi-natural areas that host the most important part of biodiversity are largely gone. There, these ditches may represent one of the last places to live for many animal and plant species. Moreover, since the ditches are linear, numerous, and connected to one another, plants and animals may also use them as safe corridors to move around agricultural fields that represent a barrier to their movements. So, these ditches function as a network of roads for biodiversity. Why are these networks so important? Because when populations become isolated, they are more vulnerable to all the bad things that can happen to them that may lead them to extinction. That's why plants and animals need these corridors, their own roads, to connect populations. I study the way plants use those ditches as habitats and as corridors in the north of France. Which ditches are favorable to wide diversity of plants? What allows seeds to move into ditches and what prevents those movements? This work will help us to understand how to retain biodiversity in agricultural areas and how to plan biodiversity networks called green veinings at the local scale. Such networks are currently designed at the local, national, and international scale in order to reconcile human activities and the landscape connectivity that is vital for plants and animals. My thesis is funded by the French FRB and the French region of Nord-Pas-de-Calais. My work is directed by Françoise Burel, Aude Arnoux and Sandrine Moni at the Ecobio Lab, in collaboration with Jean-François Arnaud from the University of Lille 1, Aurélie Joannet, and an association called Les Trèmes Nature.